You are now listening to the Mindful Mom Podcast, a show where we expose the dirty truth of motherhood through laughter, love, and your stories. Come along with us on this journey to become mindful moms. We are your hosts, Tati, mother of one, and Dayanara, mother of two. Let's get into today's episode. Happy Monday, guys. We're back with another podcast episode.
Happy Mindful Monday. We're so excited to be here again. This is our 6th week.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Definitely. I know we had our hiccups when we first started, but we pretty much worked through it.
I know. But it's crazy because our first 2 episodes are our most listen to, and yeah. We still didn't know what we were doing at the time.
Yeah.
We have a little guest with us back here who woke up from her nap already. Good morning. So today we are going to be talking about gentle parenting and kind of our experience with raising our toddler so far. Yeah. I am 3 going on 4 years in, and
I'm 2 going to 3.
Being a parent is wild.
It definitely is. And Tayana is definitely at the no phase. So it's been difficult.
I would say the past year of parenting has been extremely hard. But I think for Avi, she's gone through a lot of life changes. I mean, we moved. She became a big sister. So it's kind of just like a lot going on that I think contributes to the behavior issues. But it's definitely testing me for sure.
Yeah. I constantly have a battle with her. And it's just like, okay. Can we grasp this together real quick? Because I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
And she'll try to go in the street. And I'm like, no, you need to hold my hand. We're walking across the street. And you can't go in the street when you're outside because cars come. And it's no. And she does her own little thing. And I'm just like, no, you need to listen to me. Tayana knows how to fully buckle herself into her car seat, and she knows how to undo the first, like, strap. Yeah. So, I'm constantly having to turn around and check that she still has her seatbelt on.
That's so scary. We luckily have not gone through that phase. It's really common with kids, though, once they figure that out. Avi just never has had an interest in it, and I hope she never does.
Oh man, it's the worst. I'm just like, I'm constantly turning around telling her, put her buckle on, or you're not gonna get this if you don't listen and put your buckle back on.
And that's such a hard thing because that's so dangerous. And it's just like, I don't want to threaten you, but like, you almost have to.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand, you know, how big of an issue that is.
And it's just like, she definitely pushes you to a point where it's just like, all right, I'm done. I'm tapped out for today.
So what made you want to gentle parent?
I would say learning about it and seeing it and getting more educated on it and definitely having a different parenting technique than my parents did.
Yeah.
Because there's parts of growing up, like, that I remember, and they aren't the best because it was a discipline point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say more so from my dad.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, you have to work through it, and basically, you know, childhood trauma, you get through it. And it's kind of like, I don't want Tayana to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, the things that your parents say about you, you still think about in your adult. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like, when people say stuff about you, it sticks with you. And then you sit there and you think about it, or you think like, oh, this person doesn't want to be around me because of these reasons. And right. That's because it was something that was constantly told to you when you were growing up.
I agree. I think there are some like traumatic experiences that stick out to me from when I was a kid. Not to say that, like, oh, I was abused, but there's not some great moments that I remember, you know?
Yeah.
Still now, I'm about to be 23 years old, and I remember them, like, vividly. And then I think also my decision to gentle parent. I don't feel comfortable, like, going to my mom, that I feel like a lot of other girls are. Me and my mom just don't have a super... I don't want to say, like, best friend relationship, but, like, even you, like, your mom will call you, like, hold on, like, my mom's calling me. My mom does not call me every day, like, y'all's moms call me. We just don't have, like, that kind of relationship, and that's something that I really want for Avi. I never felt comfortable going to my mom growing up, so when I started to go through puberty and stuff, that's when, like, that shift really happened, and I just wouldn't tell my mom anything because I was scared to talk to her about anything. And now I'm an adult, and I still just don't talk to my mom because we just never have
that relationship. That. So yeah.
I just want that to be different for my daughters.
Yeah. I feel like my relationship is like 10 times better mm-hmm. than my relationship. Well, me.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't even say 10 times better. I would say like a million times better. Yeah. Like, I don't go to my dad for stuff, I don't talk to him about stuff. Like, going through everything with Ty, my dad was like, you know, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Because, you know, I went back to my parents' house.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, yeah, is everything okay? What's going on? Like, all this other stuff. And it was just like, yeah, it's fine. We're just, like, taking a break. We're just getting space from each other or whatever. And I was just like, I don't feel comfortable talking to you about it.
Yeah, that's how I feel with my mom. I mean, and my dad, too, because I feel like I'm more comfortable talking to my dad, but he just goes and tells my mom everything, so sometimes I just don't even tell him either, but I don't know, it's just so awkward, and I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is, and I'm just like, it stemmed from my childhood for sure, but now it's so ingrained in me, like, I don't foresee it changing.
Yeah, and it's kind of just like, me and my child's father just had a talk, and he's like, Tyana doesn't like me, Tyana doesn't want to be around me. And I'm like, one, you're aggressive. Two, you talk loud.
And she's still a little girl.
Yeah. So it's just like, she don't like it. I said, so we're swapping our days this week. I told him, I said, show her more affection, you know, be more gentle with her, you know, see if that makes a change, because I feel like it bothers him that he doesn't have.
Yeah.
Like, she's not gonna run to him, she's gonna run to me. And even when he tries to step in and comfort her, like, if she hurts herself, she still wants me, she doesn't want him.
Which I think it is natural for kids to run to mommy first, but I feel like you just really gotta work on that, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like I definitely don't want Tyana to have the relationship with her dad that I have with my dad. Because I would definitely go days without talking to my dad.
Tragic. I love how our choice to dental parent comes from shitty experiences growing up.
And it's just like, I could say I know of two instances. Like, I remember two instances with my mom. But, like, with my dad, it was, like, a lot. And yeah. I feel like that's why, you know, yes, I was wrong when those two incidents happened. But I still feel like the person that was there every day, provided every day, and did everything that they possibly could for me would be my mom. And yeah. I feel like she made it a space for us to be able to talk. Right. So,
I hope I can create that space for my girls. Because I think that's important.
Yeah.
This one over here is losing it. What you doing, mama?
It's definitely like you don't want them to figure out stuff the wrong way, or you
Yeah.
don't want them to look for answers in different spots.
I also think on that point, gentle parenting puts a lot of the accountability back onto the parent where it should be. I remember I was in middle school, I think, or like my first year of high school, and I got in trouble for something basically because I had found out something from kids at school, and my parents basically were like, "Oh, look at you, like you think you're grown, whatever, you know." And I'm just like, "How is this my fault? You should have been a parent and came to me for, like, you can't be mad at me because some kids taught me about something before you did. That's on you as a parent." And that's what I really like about gentle slash authoritative parenting, is it puts that responsibility back on the parents. You know, that would be on me as a mom. What are you doing?
And I definitely feel like, gentle parenting is not for the weak.
It's not. It's the hardest parenting style, in my opinion.
Right. And it was kind of just like you would like see things, you would watch things, and it was just like, okay, when you got a butt whooping or you got hit or whatever, what did you take from that?
To be sneakier and not let my parents find out the next time. Let me tell you, my parents didn't whoop us often. They're not really like those kind of parents. But the times that they did, one, super traumatic. Okay, I remember every single instance. And then two, I still did what I got in trouble for. I just was sneakier about it.
Right. So it's just like, one, you don't learn what is wrong that you're doing with getting hit. You just learn that, one, you'll get in trouble for it.
Right.
Two, if you're gonna do it, you gotta find a way, a different way to do it. And three, that your parent basically hit you and that was
Yeah.
that. It hurt. You went through what you went through. And you either did it again, but you hit it, or you did it, you didn't do it with the fear of it happening again.
I never learned any lesson by getting a whooping. Like, I could think of a couple times where somebody really should have sat me down and talked to me because I continue to make those horrible decisions. And it's not like, oh, kids should be doing that. It was like literally like not okay. But I didn't understand why it wasn't okay. I just thought I was gonna get in trouble by my parents.
Right.
And that's the problem. I believe in talking to your kids. And kids are not dumb.
Yeah.
And you can tell kids anything in a kid-appropriate way. I think some people are like, oh, that's just an adult topic or something we'll talk about when they're older. Your kids already know. Sorry to tell you, especially if they're in public school.
Right. And it's just like, I would say, okay, so one time that I got in trouble, it was with my mom. And it was more so like I was humiliated in front of my brothers because they were laughing at me because I was getting a whooping. And
Yeah.
it was because I didn't clean up. So she gave us all tasks to do before she got home. And I was lollygagging around, like, oh, we got time. She's gonna be gone forever.
Yeah, okay.
She pulled up, and I think I had to do something outside. I think something I had to do was outside. So, of course, when she pulls up and it's not done, you already know that you didn't finish everything. Man, she came in the house, she was pissed. And I was just like, so then it was just like, okay, well, if I gotta clean something, I gotta clean something for my mom to get back home.
Right.
But it's just like, with my dad, he has a temper. So, like, me and my older brother, we got our ass whooped.
Yeah.
My younger brother, it's a whole different story. My dad learned how to talk when
Oh,
he
love
came of
that.
age.
Don't you just love that? And I'm the oldest, so I really get to see the shift in how my parents parent. they are completely different parents to my brother and sister who are in high school right now than they ever were to me. And I'm just like, oh, so I basically was the experiment child, right, and y'all got it together later down the road.
No, my brother, my younger brother, one time, okay, so he got whipped a couple of times. One time, he literally will tell you that he just cried just to get it over with because he had all his football pads on. He literally did not participate in football one day, and when we got home, like, my dad told him, like, if you don't participate in football, you're gonna get ass when we get home. Guess what? He has ass when we got home with all his football pads on.
Oh, so fake whooping.
And it was just like, you know, it's a joke now to, like, all of us. Because it's like, remember that time you got your ass whooped with all your football pads on? And he's like, yeah, just fake cries so he would finish. And it was just like, oh, like, what? No, never.
Mm-mm. It's not okay. And then also, it makes me think, like, why do we do this in the first place? Like,
when did this become a thing?
Cause, I don't understand.
Like, okay, so this grandma was on Facebook one day, and she was like, it was a baby, and she was hitting the baby, and I'm like, what is wrong with this woman that you feel like you have to beat a baby?
It's definitely, I feel like, a lack of control thing on the adult's part, because there have been times where I've wanted to just snatch Avi up. And in those moments, I just have to walk away because I realize I'm not in control of myself. I'm letting my anger or, you know, my lack of patience get to me right now. I mean, hitting her is not going to do anything. Physically harming her or scaring her isn't going to do anything to help the situation. And so I've really learned, like, I need to check myself because why? Why do you have to put your hands on someone who's so small?
Yeah, I know. And it's just like, Tyler knows how to push your buttons. She thinks it's funny.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm just like, girl. And it's just like, everybody knows, like, I don't love her, so don't think anybody else is.
No. Nope.
And that was a very strong disagreement with me and her dad. Like, he's like, oh, I got whooped when I was younger, and I don't have no problems.
You do.
Like, what?
No. Actually, we all do.
Exactly.
I don't know why everybody tries to sit here and say that we
and
don't.
And I'm like, if you could sit here and remember a time that your parent was disciplining you and it wasn't the best, then you have a problem. Because you probably think about it, or you probably feel away, and you can't sit here and tell me otherwise. Like, my dad has said things about me, has put his hands on me, has done all this stuff. And, like, yes, there was points in time where he has provided for me, you know.
But that's what he's supposed to do.
And it's just like, you know,
one doesn't negate the other. I hate when people say, oh, but they put a roof over your head and food on your plate. That's what they signed up to do when they became parents. Like, what? So I'm supposed to be grateful and not complain about the trauma just because they did what parents are supposed to do. You don't get an award for that.
And it's just like, you know, I definitely don't want Tyana to deal with that or have to think about it in, as an adult and have to heal herself and then raise a child.
Yeah, like we are currently. Oh, man. I don't know. Something that I always turn to, especially like when it gets like really hard, or especially when we're around other people who are like, oh, you should just give her a whooping and get it over with. The thing that I always go back to is like, I'm not here to have perfect kids. I'm here to raise good humans. And that's what I always like go back to because, sure, I could whip my kids into obedience and have them be perfect little angels that everybody's like, oh my God, your kids are so good. Right. But especially being so little, 3 and 4 year olds, like, they want to get into stuff.
Yeah.
They're curious about the world. I'm not going to punish them for what they naturally want to do.
Exactly.
Just because it doesn't look like they're being a quote unquote good kid.
Yeah. And it's just like, I'm not going to sit here like, if Tiana can't explore or, you know, see things, do things, try things around you or in your space, then that's just not where we're going to be right now. Because it's not going to work.
I don't know how many times I've had to tell people, like, we just won't come then. When they're not willing to, I guess, like, not accommodate my child, but I'm not going to make my kid go somewhere where they can't be themselves.
Yeah.
Where they can't look at things, where they can't touch anything. That's not the space for my kid to be. So.
It's just like, if your house is not a kid-friendly house, then we just won't go.
Yeah. We can go out and do something together.
Yeah. Because it's just like, Tiana likes to look at things. Tiana likes to look at pictures. And, you know, Tiana, for the most part, she's good. But she likes to look at things and see what things are and ask questions. So it's just like, I'm not going to put her in a space where she can't do those things. Like, if you have to sit, if my child has to sit the whole time we're there, or, you know.
Have the space for.
Yeah.
Especially because they're so little. I mean, we're not talking about 9 and 10 year olds.
Exactly.
We're talking about a 2 and 3 year old here.
And it's just like, my family is pretty good. Like, when we go to my aunt's house, it's a free for all. And I'm like, no, she can't do that. And
right.
My aunt's like, yeah, it's okay.
It's fine. Okay.
I'm like, I'm like, Lord, help me. And I'm just like, I'm just like, whatever. And I'm just like, it's the same people that my mom was like that with. When it comes to me, it was like, oh, she can't do that. And then my aunt lets me anyway. So it's just like, and it's just like the love that everybody has. Like, nobody will say, oh, Tiana's a bad kid, because everybody has experienced Tiana. And she's not a bad kid. She's a completely different kid with other people, of course. Because they're different. And I also learned that, you know, a kid will act out with who they're most comfortable with.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Tiana's comfortable with, like, her family members and all of that. But it's a different comfortable with parents.
Yeah.
That she just shows everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'll drop her off with my cousin. And she's like, oh, she was so good. And my mom will be like, she was so good. She didn't get anything. Da, 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 all this stuff. I'm like, look, she done tore up this at my house, so we got problems. And, like, even at daycare, like, I bit kids in daycare. I have not got Tiana bit somebody. I have gotten, oh, Tiana was play fighting with one of the other kids.
Of course.
But I haven't got, oh, she's bad, she bit somebody, like, nothing like that.
I hate calling kids bad in general. I'm so distracted. I work in an elementary school, so I just hate the term, like, bad kids, or, oh, you are bad. I feel like behaviors are bad, but kids are not.
Right.
And I just hate when people label kids, because kids really take that to heart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
And then it's just like, okay, like, once you get told, like, all these times, like, oh, you're a bad kid. Okay, now you gotta live up to that.
Yeah, and I feel like it makes them want to be.
Yeah, so then they're in high school being bad kids because that's what they were told their life. Like, no, talk to them, figure out what's going on. I know.
And speak life into your kids. Yeah. I mean, if you're always walking around talking about some, oh, they're so bad, this, that, and the third, okay, then that's what they're gonna be, because that's all you say about them.
Yeah. And it's just like, I know when Tiana is crying or throwing a tantrum, she just might be tired. Because Tiana does not cry often, but when she does, it's for a reason.
Right.
So I try to figure out those reasons. But I know, like, if you went all day without a nap and it's, like, close to bedtime and you're throwing yourself out, throwing tantrums, crying about everything, and, like, every little thing is making you cry, you're tired.
Even it.
So it's just like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my child is a crybaby, or, oh, my gosh, my child did a tantrum like this, this, and this. And no, she was tired. She was overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, At that point, when Tiana gets to that point, it's quiet time.
Yeah.
We're watching TV. We're getting ready for bed. We're relaxing. Because if we do anything else, if we're out, no. It's just, it's no point because she doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
And she's tired.
Kids are human too. They feel just like we feel. They have emotions just like we do. I mean, yesterday, Aviana was absolutely losing it. By the end of the night, I was really tired. Plus, I'm still getting over this cold that I had. And I'm just like, have no patience. But she was like running around, throwing things at people, throwing things at the baby, which she never does. And then I'm like, you know, Aviana, I need you to sit down. And she was like, no, I'm not sitting down, you freak. When I tell you that pushed me over the edge, I was about to die. But instead of losing my shit, I ignored her. I went and I got me something out of the kitchen. And then I just went and I ran her a bubble bath. And we turned all the lights off. We lit a candle. And she took like a little dim light bath. And it calmed her down so much. And she had a way better attitude for the rest of the night. And I'm just like, you know, sometimes you just have to remember, it's getting bad moods just like us.
Yeah. And it's kind of just like, you know, yes, they may seem like y'all didn't do much, so you shouldn't be tired. Mm-hmm. But no, they're tired. They're right. Ready to go to bed. Like, people don't realize that energy will make you tired. If someone has draining energy, you're going to be tired from that.
Yep. Oh, man. Oh, little one.
I know. Tana is so smart. And I, like, right now it's a process. Like, okay, well, you know, you can't play in the street because if you play in the street, a cop will come and they'll hit you. Mm-hmm. So you want to be safe. So it's kind of like talking her through the process and just letting her figure out the best way to learn different things. Definitely car seat. Oh my goodness.
Some things, okay, yeah, some things like that are hard. Like, I can do the meltdowns. You know, we count to 10, we go read books, we talk about our big emotions. But then there's some things like the car seat situation, or Abby walking around, her new thing is calling people a freak. First of all, I don't even know what she was watching to get that from. But to me, that's absolutely unacceptable. You cannot call people that.
Yeah.
And so it's just like in those moments, I don't know how to parent. Because there's only so many ways I can explain why we do not call people a freak. And she still calls people a freak when she gets mad. And it's like, okay, what do I do now?
Wait. Tiana's new thing is no and why. Tell her something and she'll be like, why? Like this morning, she had the micro band. Because every time, so I wash my sheets every week. And every time I wash my sheets, I spray my bed with micro band, spray my sheets and stuff with micro band. So, of course, the micro band is in my room on the floor. She brings it out to... She brings it out to the kitchen and she's like, mommy, it's a bug on the floor. And starts spraying the microband on the floor. And I'm like, no, that's not bug spray. That's disinfectant spray. Why? You can't spray it because it's not for bugs. And I'm like, why? It's no bugs on the floor. I'm looking. I'm like, it's no bugs on the floor, Doug. What are you talking about? And then I'm like, okay, maybe it's an ant on the floor because she points out ant. It wasn't even an ant on the floor.
Oh, man. Times like that are really tough. It made me question why. And right. My mom.
And then it's just like, so my mom went to Texas. So Tiana thought she was going to see my mom when we got home. I was like, no, Sunny's in Texas. Here. Why?
Okay, but I found with the whole why thing, they genuinely want to know. So I do try to answer as many whys as I possibly can. There's only, I don't know, we get to a point where I'm just like, mommy doesn't know. I don't know. That's just
because she wants to go with her friends. Why? I said, because she wants to visit. Why? It's because she does. Why? And I'm like, I don't know what else you want me to tell you.
Like, I don't know.
She went kids to Texas force you to with her friend.
Yeah. They force you to think. I'm just like, I don't know my child. I do not know.
It's just like, when you figure it out, I'll let you know. Or if you figure it out before me, then you got your answer. Because right now, I don't know what to tell you. She's just a mess. Like, gentle parenting is definitely something that you really have to think about before you jump in it. Yeah. And when you go from there, you gotta commit to it. Because if you start showing them one thing and start doing something different, then they're gonna look at you like crazy.
Real messed up, right? Yeah. So let me ask you this. Because some people who gentle parent do it, some don't. Do you do timeouts?
No.
I don't either.
I don't even think timeout would sit down. Honestly, when it comes to that, I like, if Tyler's jumping on the bed, I can't even get her to stop jumping on the bed. I just be like, whatever. When you get tired, you plop your little butt down, you plop your little butt down. But to sit you in timeout, Tyana would look at me and probably laugh and get up and run.
So, her dad, I mean, first of all, I've been trying to get on the gentle parenting train. Because we obviously have to be on the same page.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. That's so difficult. You know, for both of us.
He's on the train, but he still does things that I don't love. Like, he's like, well, if I can't spank her, then she can go sit in her room. And I'm just like, well, no, I don't like just sending her to her room or putting her in timeout.
Because what is she going for?
Exactly. One, what is she going for? And two, like, he'll especially do it when, like, she's angry and she's, like, throwing a fit. And I'm just like, yes, sometimes she does need to calm down before we can... Are you okay? Sometimes she does need to calm down before we can talk to her, but I don't like sending her to be alone when she's having big emotions because I feel like it makes it look like, oh, my mommy and daddy don't care when
about
I'm angry.
What I'm lucky, yeah.
Yeah, they don't care when I'm upset and I just have to sit here alone. And I really don't like that because he's like a very avoidant person in conflict. Like anytime he gets like upset or mad or anything, he just will avoid the situation altogether. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what timeout and sending your kid to be alone in their room does.
They deal with the emotions by themselves.
Yeah, and I don't ever want my daughter to feel that way. Come on, let's sit down. Let's talk about why you're angry. Let's figure out why you're sad and you're crying. And yes, it takes time out of the day, but
it'll be worth it. Yeah. Like, if you want your kids to talk to you, you have to create an open space for them to talk to you. And
it starts early.
Yeah, it definitely starts right now because if you see that your partner or your co-parent acts a certain way or does certain things, it's because of how they grew up. So when that stuff and they start doing it to their kids, then their kids are the same way.
That's my biggest push to gentle parent because I see how adults are and I'm just like, y'all parents should have did better because y'all don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
Okay, you deal with your problems by yourself. You have zero emotional intelligence. And it's just like, y'all parents should have talked to y'all. So I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna make sure I talk to my kids so they don't end up like this.
Exactly. It's just like, I feel like, especially like with my child's father, he don't talk, he don't show emotion, he don't do none of that. So I'm not about to
say. And they sit here and say that being spanked did nothing to them and they're fine. Okay. You think not knowing how to talk and not showing emotions is normal?
And it's just like, so then we have to go through that and I'm just like, no, like, I'm going to ask her what's wrong or why she's upset or, you know, I'm going to ask those questions. Why? Because, one, I genuinely care about my child's feelings.
Yeah.
And, two, because that helps us avoid things. Like, if she doesn't like something, okay, we figured that out and we move forward. We don't sit in the same spot of not knowing what's wrong because you don't talk to them.
Right. Between the ages of 1 and 2, something that I really did with Avi, that I got like a lot of side eyes and side comments from like family and stuff, was I would sit when Avi would be having any type of emotion, I would name her emotions. Like, she was throwing a fit because she couldn't, like, climb on my mom's dining room table. And I was like, Avi, I understand that you're upset that you can't climb on grandma's table. And, you know, and I'm talking about why we don't climb on the table. And I remember my parents were like, see, you just, you know, baby her. You make her think it's okay when you talk to her like that. And I'm just like, no, like, I'm trying to name her emotions so she can start to tell me what's wrong. Now Avi does a great job of telling me what's wrong. Exactly. And it's just like, y'all don't realize kids pick up on it. They're not dumb. You can talk to your kids like that. Like, and it's not babying them. And it's not excusing the behavior. They genuinely don't know how to say what's wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, no. That's how her dad is. It's just like, you baby her. You do this. You do that. And I'm just like, no, I asked her what's wrong. Or if she's crying for a reason. Either you yelled at her or something happened. So guess what? I'm going to figure out what's wrong, calm her down, and then we're going to go back to what she was doing before she had a meltdown.
Exactly. And I've also learned through parenting that all the rules are fake. You can do whatever you want to do. I feel like it was so ingrained to me to parent my kids a certain way, live life a certain way. But I'm finally coming into my own, and I'm realizing this is my life. I only get one life. My kids only get one life. Right. I'm their mom. They only get this experience one time. Why not make the most out of it? Like, fuck what everybody else does. Fuck what everybody else says. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we have definitely done things that people are probably like, why'd you do that? So
yeah. Because why not? Who said? We have to wait.
Yeah. And it's just like, when it comes to things like that, I just feel like, you know, when you want to do stuff, you want to do stuff. I feel like I took more trips with, bless you. I took more trips with, like, my grandparents than my parents. So it's just like, I definitely want to create a different experience for Tiana. And like right now with like our co-parenting, we do the family trips together.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier because she gets to experience things with both of her parents.
I love that.
And it's just like, you know, if we ever get to a point where we're in other relationships or anything,
you want to
like
be able
that,
to continue that.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, oh, you can't be around your baby mom because I don't know what's going to happen.
But then, you know what, on that note, which we're not even doing a show about co-parenting today, but just quick side note, they have to pick good partners too.
Yeah. If I'm not going to be friendly with everybody.
Exactly. And if got one of them ones.
Yeah. But let my child Farley tell it, I'm not friendly to anybody.
I think you are.
I'm mean, and I just don't like people.
You are not mean. Well, I don't know. I know I can't talk because I tell people all the time, like, we were not even cool when we first met.
Right.
But I just feel like, I don't think you're mean.
I don't know.
At all.
I feel like if I don't like somebody, it's for a reason. And
facts.
I feel like if I didn't like you before and it was over something stupid, I 9 times out of 10 don't care anymore.
Yeah.
So.
That's my thing now. Like, I may have not liked you then over something small and dumb, but that doesn't mean now that I'm older and I don't care that we gotta be cool. Like,
yeah.
That's, to me, that's weird.
Yeah.
Bless you. I just don't care. It's neutral.
Yeah. But definitely, gentle parenting is a way to go if you have the patience for it. Not saying I condone people hitting their kids because I will look at you like you're crazy. Because I remember going to the stores and they'd be like, I'm going to give you something to cry for. Like, how many times have you heard, I'm going to give you something to cry for? And I'm just like, no.
Why is that a thing? Like, do you not really hear yourself? But you say that.
And it's just like, and then like you have the parents that count. I don't count with Tiana. You're gonna listen, and you're gonna listen now. Like, I'm not, I haven't had, like, a time where I'm like, okay, you got 5 seconds to get over here, or where, you know.
Right.
Like, moms will be like, oh, you have, like, I'm gonna count to five. If you're not here by five, then I'm gonna whoop you. And I'm just like, why? Why are we counting one?
Let's just,
and then two, are we hitting?
I try the counting thing, again, because it's just something that I grew up hearing and seeing people do. And I was like, well, it's not whooping them. I can count. It does not work. It doesn't do a damn thing. Just cut it out. Just tell them, like, I need you to get over here now. Or whatever.
This morning, I tried it. And it was funny. Because I'm like, okay, come on. Let's count so I can change a diaper. And I'm like, okay, come lay down. So then I'll go like five. And she's just laughing. And then she'll lay down. And then she'll start counting with me. And then I'm like, what are we counting for?
The one time I try to count in like a, you better get your ass over here now type of way, I literally was like, Aviana, one, two. She said three. And that's when I knew it was not for me because I about lost it.
And it was just like, I was just like, you know, let me count. Let's see what happens if I count. And I mean, yeah, she laid down, but I don't feel like she laid down because we were counting. Because she was counting with me.
It doesn't do anything.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm literally changing your diaper and we're counting together at this point. So it's, what's counting?
The only time we do like counting or like number type things is like when we're trying to clean up the living room and get ready for bed. All right, I'm setting the timer for 30 seconds. Let's see who can pick up the most stuff. And like, that's totally different than the whole, by the time I get to one, you better be over here.
Yeah.
Just like, no.
And it's just like, Tiana loves counting and loves counting stuff. I don't want her to take counting and like think of it in a negative. Like, I want her to, okay, if I count, then I'm going to get in trouble. No. If I count, I'm learning how to count to it. Like, she knows how to count to 10.
Oh, that's good.
So, you know.
She's so smart.
Yeah. Like, with the socks that you got her for Christmas, she literally took all of them out, and then she counted them.
Aww.
And it was like, okay, you have, I think it was like 12 pairs of socks. So then we put her socks away. And, like, if she sees something, she's like, one, two. Or, like, when we go to her dad's house and we go up the stairs, she counts the stairs. I don't want me counting to take away the times that she counts.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, my mom counts when I'm in trouble, so now I'm in trouble if I'm counting. Like, no, she likes to count. So let's keep it that way.
Sorry. I am getting text messages.
I just feel like we definitely have to look at being a parent and being open-minded. If you don't have the patience for
it, but you should. You owe, I feel like you owe your kids that.
Well, yeah, but like, if you don't have the patience before kids, don't have kids until you get some patience. Because
seriously, no joke,
it's not gonna work for you.
And like, you really have to think about that. And that's why I also hate when people have kids for like selfish reasons, or they think it's not that big of a deal. Like, these are real people.
Yeah.
They're only kids for a short amount of time, and they're going to grow up to be adults and live this life with you as their parent, the experiences that they have with you. Why would you want to make that something traumatic for them?
Yes.
Or not make it the best that you can make it? Like, that's my biggest goal. I want my kids to have the best life.
Yeah.
My kids did not choose to have a broke college dropout mom.
Right. And so, I feel like, I feel like if you have a kid for a petty reason, like, oh,
to
I
want this. Somebody.
Yeah. Guess what? You don't need a kid. Like, just give the kid up at this point. Because if you're going into it with that mindset, you have no good intention for that kid. And it's just not going to work. And I can say my patience level before Tiana was bare to non-existent. And I definitely have patience now. Like, I would get real irritable and all that stuff before Tiana. And it takes a lot for me to get to that point now.
Yeah.
So I can say, you know, there is a chance that, okay, you can't have patience. But there is another point where if you don't have patience, you don't have patience. I feel like I got to that point because I was always working. I was tired. You know, I got to a point. Yeah, like I feel like I got to a point where everything just bothered me. Everybody got on my nerves. But now, like, I take a step back. Like, before Tiana turned one, we had that time where I wasn't working. So, you know, I worked with her. I got her to where I felt like she needed to be in her age that she was. And I got patience. I was there every day to be patient with her.
I feel like I've always had a lot of patience. That's just kind of how I am. Like, I've always had a lot of patience. And I think that's what's always driven me to work with kids. I mean, I've been working with kids since I was a kid myself. But I don't know. Patience was not something that I struggled with until I had Avi. Because I feel like your own kids test your patience and push your patience in a different way. Mm-hmm. Because they are your kids. One, you're with them a lot more often than you are with anybody else's kids. And then two, Avi is literally a mini version of me. And so, like, she does things that I do. Like, she's a mirror.
Yeah.
She does things that I do, and it irritates my soul. And I'm just like, well, that's something I got to check within myself first. While I'm over here freaking out, you know, on her about it. So.
Definitely.
Oh, man. You're just having a good day.
It's definitely something you have to think about before you just jump into it. Like I said, if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you shouldn't have a kid.
And I've always wanted to have kids. I was never one of those girls who's like,
I don't want any kids.
I don't want kids, or I don't know if I want to have kids. No, baby. I've always wanted to have kids and be a mom.
I wanted to have kids. I only want two. I feel like that's all I can handle. I can't do more than that. So we're going to keep it at that.
I've always wanted four or five, but one, I need to change my life situation first. And two, I don't want to give birth to two or three more.
If I can have
maybe
the exact pregnancy
that you had the first time,
yeah, I'd be fine. Like, I would probably have kids for people if I could get that pregnancy experience. Because literally, when people talk about pregnancy, I'm just like,
I can't relate.
Yeah, no throwing up, no getting sick. I ate what I want. Like, I didn't have none of those problems. Like,
oh man.
If I have a different experience the next time, then count me out. But for the most part, I had a easy breezy experience. I worked up until I got induced. Like, the day before I got induced, I was
insanity
at work.
Insanity. And see, I had such traumatic pregnancy experiences. I feel like, well, it could be no worse. I could do it one more time. I want to have one more pregnancy in my life. If it's meant to be, I would like to give birth myself one more time. But honestly, I'm gonna adopt in my future.
Yeah,
because
I get one more, whew, and I'm done.
I might not make it. I might think I can, but my body is like, girl, no.
Like, remember that last pregnancy? That
right,
the last pregnancy. But no, if I could have easy breezy experience, and I'm not saying, oh, I'll have an easy breezy experience and I'm just going to keep popping out kids. Heck no. I'm stopping at two.
Or two.
That is it. I'm not doing no more than that. Mm-mm. But yes, be gentle parents to your kids. Listen to them. Learn them.
Because there's really only two alternatives. One, you are a true disciplinarian and you spank your kids and do all that extra stuff and yell at them. Or you're a parent who just doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And that's just as bad.
Yep, because then they are bad in school. And if your child is smart, then you definitely need to be gentle with them, because Tiana will test me because she knows things.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay. And I feel like that is going to be a hard thing when it gets to school.
Oh, I have no idea what I'm going to do with them when they're of school age. Because they're already smart as shit.
Yeah. And my problem is like, the smart kids were the kids that were always in trouble because they were bored in class. And I definitely don't want that to happen to the girls, because they're smart. I don't want them to sit here and get bored in class and start acting out, because then you're a distraction. Like, yes, you may know it, but there's kids that don't know it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. We shall see. I'm excited, but I'm not. I'm excited to get out, like, the toddler preschool age.
Yeah. Oh,
I hate it. I don't hate it. That's a strong word. But it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
It's challenging beyond measure. And I was not prepared for this.
Yeah. No, I'm not ready for the preteen to teen stage. Parenting is going to be put
to the test.
To the test. Because I will probably lose it. I would have to get so much more patience than I have right now for that little girl. Because her attitude and everything that she does now.
Man.
In that age,
I can't.
These girls, man, they know.
If they're anything like they are now, but just a teenage version, I'm going to have to send her away to somebody's camp because I
Tana will roll her eyes, tell me no.
We're going to be fighting.
Yeah.
The hands-off approach goes away when they turn 15. Because you's not going to be 15, 16 years old in my face. Little girl, we will fight.
Look, so, like, okay, probably not the best thing, but, I mean, I'm not going to honestly fight my toddler. I'm like, you want to fight?
Right.
She'll be like, yeah. I'm like, all right, let's okay. go. Right. And then she'll, like, hit me in her hair, and I'm like, okay, whatever. But it's just, like, I don't hit her to hurt her. I'm, like, playing.
Right.
Or, like, I'll push her or something on, like, pillows. But other than that, and then sometimes I'll be like, you want to fight? And she's like, no. And I'll be like, all right, good.
I can't. Oh, man.
But that was our episode on gentle parenting.
And our crazy experiences raising our 2 and 3 year olds. Oh my gosh.
We'll get back to y'all when it comes to
right
when they get older.
We'll check back in a couple years to see if we're still on the gentle parenting train.
Because Lord have mercy, these girls are something else.
Moms, stay strong out there. You got this. You're the perfect mom for your kids.
Yes.
They couldn't have anybody more perfect as their mom.
Yes.
We will see you guys next week.
Next Monday. Bye.